Janani Vasprabhu, on the 6th of August, on Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 28th chapter, verse 6.
Fixing the vital air and the mind in one of the six circles of vital air circulation within the body, thus concentrating one's mind on the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is called samadhi or samadhana of the mind. Please repeat. Fixing the vital air,
fixing the vital air,
and the mind,
and the mind,
in one of the six circles,
in one of the six circles,
of vital air,
of vital air,
circulation
within the body,
thus concentrating one's mind,
thus concentrating one's mind,
on the transcendental pastimes,
on the transcendental pastimes,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
is called samadhi, or samadhana
of the mind.
There are six circles of vital air circulation within the body. The first circle is within the belly. The second circle is in the area of the heart. The third is in the area of the lungs. And the fourth is on the palate. The fifth is between the eyebrows. And the highest, the sixth circle, is above the brain. One has to fix his mind and the circulation of the vital air and thus think of the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord. It is never mentioned that one should concentrate on the impersonal or void. It is clearly stated by Kunta Lila. Lila means pastimes. Unless the Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, has transcendental activities, where is the scope for thinking of these pastimes? It is through the process of devotional service, chanting and hearing of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one can achieve this concentration. As described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord appears and disappears according to his relationships with his different devotees. The Vedic literatures contain many narrations of the Lord's pastimes, including the battle of Kurukshetra, and historical facts relating to the life and precepts of devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and Ambarish Maharaj. One need only concentrate his mind on one such narration and become always absorbed in his thought. Then he will be in samadhi. Samadhi is not an artificial bodily state. It is a state achieved when the mind is virtually absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Akyant Virandasya Dhananjanan Shalakya Shivirandan Jumatasya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karabha Shivashari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Fixing the vital air and mind in one of the six circles of vital air circulations within the body. So this is talking of the yogic system. We thought these terms were all really mystical. Chakras, things like that. Meditate on the chakras in the body, Kundalini yoga. That's all kind of mystical stuff. And if you mention these words, You know, you should get a little bit of respect for that, because you at least you know the words and talking of chakras and something. But Prabhupada, he completely smashes all kinds of mystical presentations. He describes the mystical chakras as the six circles of air. That's what it is in the body. Prabhupada always is good at diffusing the ambitions that we think are quite mystical. Yeah, the six circles of air, that's a complement within the body. That's it. So you have to, in the yoga system teaches you to control these six systems of air. More or less a mechanical process. Prabhupada said, in my part, I want you to come and build. He said, you European and American boys and girls are used to doing something wonderful, so come to Mayapur and build a skyscraper. Skyscraper, Prabhupada used to pronounce skyscraper. So this is another diffusion of the Adbhut Mandir, you know. We were all talking about the Adbhut Mandir. Adbhut Mandir. Adbhut means very astonishing, very mystical. Prabhupada says, build something wonderful, because Adbhut means wonderful. even though it's Mahaprabhu's desire, Nityananda speaks about it in the Namrita Mahatmya Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Adbhut Mandir. So that was the mystical definition Prabhupada gave. Go and build a skyscraper, a wonderful, do something wonderful in Mayapur, build a skyscraper. Sometimes there's a controversy going on about Adbhut Mandir. Prabhupada, they say Prabhupada never mentioned that once. He mentioned it in English. He mentioned wonderful, go and do something wonderful. So, anyway, Prabhupada, he's saying the conclusion of this yogic process is samadhi, where you're meditating on the pastimes of the Lord or the forms of the Lord. And Prabhupada said it's through the process of devotional service, chanting and hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Person of Godhead, that one can achieve this concentration. So instead of going through all the different processes in the Ashtanga Yoga, Yama, Niyama, etc., Asana, Prabhupada's given you the actual, brings us as usual always to the conclusion. That is through the process of devotional service, chanting and hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Person of Godhead, that one can achieve this concentration, or he can fix the mind. So this is the absolute nature of devotional service. Simply by absorption in devotional service, one comes to the position of samadhi. He doesn't have to sit down in the sacred place and with a deer skin and do the whole process of yoga that's recommended in the Shatajuga. The purpose of all that is simply to control the mind, and then you can fix the mind on the Lord. So Prabhupada brings us immediately to that point, that you just absorb yourself in devotional service, and that is samadhi, practical samadhi. Whenever they ask Prabhupada about yoga, he would say, well, you can touch your nose like this, or you can touch the nose like that. So the idea is you touch the nose. So the yoga system, they go around a long way. But the bhakti yoga system is very direct. And they can fix your absorption in devotional service. And that is practical samadhi. In Lord Kapila, I don't know if it's in, was it in the last chapter? chapters. Or maybe the next chapter. No, maybe I think this chapter then. And he says that a person, even a neophyte devotee, he comes and sees the deity. And he's looking at the deity with devotion. He's admiring the way the deities are dressed and enjoying. Nice flower garments. He's just looking in his own. He doesn't think, he's not seeing anything else, he's not thinking of anything. But he's neophyte devotee. He says he attains liberation, imperceptible liberation. At that moment, while he's absorbed, he's liberated, Kapila Muni says. Imperceptibly. If you want to perceive how you're liberated, you won't be liberated because you've got to withdraw your consciousness from the deity and understand, no, am I liberated? Then you bring it out of bhakti into shankya. You bring the mind from bhakti, absorption in bhakti, to shankya. When you analyze something, immediately you've lost your bhakti. It's gone because you come into the realm of shankya. So you withdraw. So the idea is absorption, you're not thinking about anything else. You're just seeing the beautiful picture. The deities, and you're just absorbed in everything. So certainly any kind of service actually, not only the deity, but any kind of service, if you're absorbed in that, then it is what Prabhupada called practical samadhi, to devotional service. In fact, Prabhupada's definition of samadhi, he gives the six or eight systems of yoga, positions of yoga. Finally, it's from finally samadhi. And Prabhupada mentions one place, there's another step. They're saying it's only up to samadhi. He said, there's another step after that, the preaching. So after your samadhi comes your preaching. This is practically, it's a fact. And it's a very, very difficult point to understand the process of devotional service, that is beyond samadhi. Actually, preaching is beyond samadhi. If you're just simply absorbed in your preaching, I mean, you may be in New York or London or Calcutta, it's some big city, and it's all, you know, heavy, heavy, nothing like the Dham, but you're just absorbed in preaching there and spreading Krishna consciousness. That is beyond samadhi. Although it's difficult to understand how it is if you're just a scholar and you're analyzing the different systems of yoga, you won't come to that conclusion that performing devotional service in New York City, preaching to people in New York City is more favorable than sitting in, you know, the Himalayas on your disc and completely shutting out all the senses. It's difficult to come to that conclusion unless you perform devotional service, unless you have that implicit faith. So here the idea is Vaikuntha Lila, you've got to meditate upon the Lord's pastimes ultimately. But generally the yogic system is just to meditate on Vishnu, reach the super soul. Not much pastime with a super soul. He's like the order supplier. He's not really the full supreme personality of Godhead because he acts as our order supplier. That's the role he is playing in the material world. Pastimes means in Vaikuntha with his abode and devotees rather than just the Lord in the heart. So generally that yoga system is just taking meditation on super soul. But Prabhupada saying no, you should go further. He has activities in his realm of Vaikuntha and in Vrindavan. So better to meditate on that. The pastimes. Because ultimately, that's where we'll be. We'll be in the pastime. We'll be serving the Lord. We won't be sitting forever in the spiritual world in our lotus posture and meditating on the Lord. We'll be doing some practical service there. So Prabhupada is bringing us to that point. Vaikuntha Lila, absorption, practical samadhi, preaching beyond samadhi in the material world. So this is actually a fact, because when you're preaching anywhere, especially in a big city, it does seem a bit far removed. But this is actually your Vaikuntha Leela. This is your, or more specific, it's Gaur Leela. It's Navadvip Leela. Because here, Kapila Dev, the incarnation of the Supreme Person, he's giving you the process. Is he? He's giving the process for that age of yoga and absorption in this. But in this age, specifically now, we have the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, the source of Kapila Dev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has come in this age and he has given us a process. Chanting Hare Krishna and tell others to chant Hare Krishna. So he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with, he had two desires. One was his own selfish desire to understand his devotees' attraction to him. The devotees, how much love they have for him. That was his personal selfish desire. And the other desire was to establish the Yuga Dharma, which means what he came to relish, his selfish desire, the Yuga Dharma is giving that to others. You're giving a holy name to others so they can also relish. So he's in this mood of relishing and giving what he is relishing. He's come to taste it and it's so astonishing. He's become intoxicated, he's giving away freely. Something that he couldn't even relish before. He's had to assume the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand. He's had to assume the form of his devotee to understand what his actual devotees are experiencing. So this is what he couldn't understand. He's now tasting and he's also giving to others. So we're assisting actually in that mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Piti piti chatavadanada vidyam savat pachapoyimodam. That he wants it manifest in every town and village, so we are in every town and village of the world and we're preaching this message. We've all left our homes, we're in a different village, it's called Mayapur, the village of Maya, the village of Yoga Maya. And we're all engaged in preaching activities in expanding the Krishna consciousness movement according to the situation. So even if you're in a big city, you're out there preaching and distributing books or whatever the process that you're following in your particular, wherever you live there, building a temple or schools or feeding people, etc. So that's all, you're just absorbed in that devotional service. Work, it looks like work. You're going out every day and you're doing something like everybody else is doing. But because you're performing these activities for the pleasure of Gauranga under the guidance of Guru, this is simply the extension of Gauranga's Leela. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is actually the extension of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is nothing but chanting Hare Krishna along with the devotees, doing service, eating Mahaprasadam, more dancing, chanting. Well, that's what we do, right? Three or four times a day. And we go out and do different work. So it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime never got completed. Krishna's pastime is completed. He says Krishna comes here for his I'd explain it nicely. Like why Krishna comes in. The Lord appears, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord appears and disappears according to his relationships with different devotees. He comes for the pleasure of his devotees. So he comes, especially in his form of Gauranga, because he's the greatest devotee. So he's appearing for his own pleasure, because he is a devotee. You see, he always appears for the pleasure of his devotees, but here he becomes a devotee, so he's appearing for his own pleasure. That was his mission, his internal reason why he appeared. And so Krishna came, he favoured the Pandavas, he favoured all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Finally he wound everything up, he went back to Vrindavan, they had their relationships all again in Vrindavan for a few weeks and a couple of months. Then everything went back, you know, they all went back to God. Then he went and he wound up his pastimes in Vaikuntha, in the Dwarka, etc. So he favoured all his devotees who were anxious to see him. He appeared in his original feature, performed his pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka. And simultaneously he left all those pastimes, so now we have something to hear about, we have something to chant about, otherwise what would we do? So he's coming and performing all these wonderful pastimes and leaves them here. Then even, you know, 5,000 years later we got something to hear and chant about. So this is his kindness. So he winds everything up and all goes back to Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, he didn't finish it. He started it. But his mission was to every town and village in the world. But he's only spreading in India. But now it's going all over the world. Srila Prabhupada's taking it out of India now. And it's spreading all over the world. So there's still a lot more places to go. So his mission is not complete until it has to manifest, because it's his desire, Vidipriti Jadwak Nagaradigram. Every town and village, it has to happen. If we don't do it, someone else will do it in the future. Prabhupada said, you should do this, you should do it, you'll get credit. But it gets done in the future, because the desire of the Lord is absolute, it has to happen. So we become instrumental in executing that will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So factually, you can see this International Society of Krishna Consciousness is Vaikuntha Leela, because it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, continuation. It never finished. It's still going on, exactly the same activities he performed, and it's expanding to every town and village of the world. So we may not be able to understand how it's Leela. It might appear, I'm suffering in the material world. I thought Vaikuntha meant no beyond anxiety and suffering, but I'm in anxiety, I'm suffering. Prabhupada said, no, it's a transcendental anxiety, because it's for Krishna. You're taking on that anxiety for the satisfaction of Krishna. From Krishna's angular vision, it's a completely transcendental thing. You're all helping in these leela. From our angular vision, we may or we may not be able to understand. If we have realization, we can understand, and we can live, do it blissfully. If we don't have realization, we may not be so blissful in ourselves, but still it's leela. Whether you're realizing the ecstasy of it, or you're realizing the work and the anxiety, but as long as you're absorbed in it, it's leela. And whatever your consciousness is fixed on at the time of leaving the body, that state you attain without fail. So you're fixed on this, in this consciousness of serving the order of Guru and Garanga and expanding his mission. Then upon leaving your body, it's easy to go back to Godhead, because we just, all I did while I was here was try to serve your mission, Mahaprabhu. I tried to spread it in wherever I was in the world. So now it's time to, so Garanga, they'll take you back, because already your consciousness is fixed in the leela, smadina. So this is actually imperceptible liberation, as Kapila Muni says. You're out there, somewhere you're preaching, you're not experiencing what you may think is the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, but actually it's imperceptible liberation. You're actually in practical samadhi, as Prabhupada said. So this is the wonderful feature about this this process of devotional service. It's so difficult to understand. The scholars can't understand, because they're simply analyzing it. they're not actually practicing it. The Prabhupada said, like the bee is licking on the jar of honey on the outside. Can't get any taste yet, he's licking inside the honey. So the scholars, they are like that, they're licking on the outside. They know it inside out, backwards and forwards and up and down, but still, they can't really taste it, they can't really understand it. Because there's no bhakti there, it's still in the realm of analytical study, it's Shankya Yoga they're practicing, the system of analytical study. So Krishna says, I'm only known by the bhakti process. So you can't capture Krishna by your studying and logic. But he agrees to be captured when the bhakti is there. So it's very difficult to comprehend this whole system of bhakti. But you don't have to, that's the beautiful thing about it. You just absorb yourself in it, in devotional service. And practically that was the great thing I thought about Krishna consciousness. And we were looking for spiritual life, most of us, we were inquisitive at least. And you come along and suddenly you hear you're not the body. No, I never heard that before. I really thought I was, but I still think I am, but it's great to know anyway. And Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhupada mentioned two or three times on this page, like every page of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nobody can refute it. I've written Bhagavatam in such a way, nobody can refute that Krishna's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm trying to say something else, like all the other scholars, Krishna means this, Krishna means that. The Absolute Prabhupada that I've written plainly on every page, and told me Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here he's mentioned also. So, yeah, we hear that. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We didn't know. Whole life, we didn't know who the Supreme Lord is. He's our Father, he's everything, he's maintaining. It's understood for billions and billions of births we've forgotten. And suddenly we know. And it was so great. What do we do? We just chant Hare Krishna, you do a bit of service for Krishna. Whatever the savour is, you just do some service. It was just great. We understood, you're going back to Godhead, that's it. Going home, back to Godhead. Let's go. The song we used to have then. And what did we know? Only we weren't the body. We're Krishna's servants, Krishna's the Supreme Person of God. And we got some service, and that was it. And we're all jumping up and down, and we're going to go and do it. It's not although we were realized devotees or anything like that. But that's it, imperceptible liberation. The process of bhakti is absolute. We're performing devotional service, that's what you do when you go back to Godhead. The consciousness becomes more intense on Krishna. Now we have a tendency to forget Krishna. The service is okay, we can be absorbed in the service, but sometimes we forget Krishna. But still we're absorbed in service, and it's Krishna's service. And that was being noted by Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. So this is the society that Prabhupada brought down from the spiritual world. He didn't bring it down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Prabhupada also came down from that same place. And he just went around giving it. He distributed everywhere. This was his mission. And he didn't get anything else. Prabhupada never cared to compromise with anyone or anything. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was from the spiritual world. He came here. And here's the activities. Perform how you go back to the spiritual world. If you want, you come and take. We're begging, we're giving, we're falling at your feet. You are very learned, sir, you know so many things. Oh, thank you very much. Your dog is also very nice, so thank you very much. What can I do for you? Just forget all your nonsense, chant Hare Krishna. Come back to them. Fall at their feet and flatter them, but ask them to come to Krishna. We don't compromise with them. And we saw this in what Srila Prabhupada did, how he established his movement. He just come down, he established movement. Nobody's ever heard of any, you know, the whole system of what he's doing before, the way he established his morning programs and chanting 16 rounds and distributing the books of Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. And he established a whole society. What time you got to get up, you know, to take a bath, how to clean yourself, what clothes you can wear. Absolutely everything that you need to know for a society. It was all Prabhupada. And he was right in the middle of it, and he did it also. And he said, it's our society, we're in our society. Anybody can come in. If you don't want to come in, we're going on doing our service anyway. And we're all going back to Godhead. And he didn't compromise for anyone. They always just was, Prabhupada, we're having this big spiritual meeting. Please come, yogis such and such as there, Swami such and such. All the big names in spiritual yogas. Prabhupada, what for? And they used to come first and beg him, please come, it would be a very great meeting. It's in America also, prestigious. Prabhupada said, I'll tell you what will happen at your meeting. He said, you'll all sit round, you'll all discuss, and you'll come to a conclusion that ultimately it's all one. So it doesn't really matter what path you follow, whether you follow Swami's path, this path, that path. It's all one. And, you know, everything is nice and flowery, and we had this in a nice meeting. And they all go back and do exactly the same thing. He said, that's going to be the conclusion of a meeting. He said, so why should I go? I'm going to go up there and speak, and nobody's going to change. You're all set in your own ways. So I'm telling you the conclusion. He says, so why should I go? I already know the conclusion. If you want to learn Bhakti Yoga, come to us, we'll teach you. So in every aspect we saw that this was Prabhupada. He gave us this shelter, he brought this whole movement, this spirit, he kept it. He was very protective. He kept everybody in that movement. And he stayed in the movement. Prabhupada didn't take one day off. He was right, he was always surrounded by devotees. Devotees. He just picked these up from them at lectures. They didn't know anything. And he's coming from a cultured background. One time on live member in Bombay, he says, Srila Prabhupada, these disciples are doing this, so their behavior is not very refined, they're pretty rough. He was criticizing the behavior, and Prabhupada said, well, look what I got to work with. It means he just went out and picked up some lectures. But that's what he had to work with, because he was begging the Indian people, please give me one son. He said, nobody was giving. He said, I was so disgusted in India. That nobody would give me a son, not the government wouldn't help me. He said, I said, I'll never come back to India. Let it go to hell. My Guru Maharaj wanted me to preach in the West. Let me do that. Then he did that. Then he came back. He said, well, I fulfilled my Guru's order. I preached in the West. Now, out of compassion for India, I'll come back. Why not give to the Indians? It's their culture. But actually, I finished my mission. I preached in the West for my Guru Maharaj. That was his order. Now my desire, I'll come back and give back to India again. So this was Prabhupada. This is who he was living with. But he was always with the devotees. He never said, you know, give me a break, you know. And he's training all these nearby stuff, and suddenly you hear all the problems. He never lost it, you know. Thousands and thousands of disciples of worldwide society, and it's all hanging on him. And they're all coming from all different directions. What to do about this? What to do about this? What to do? We're tearing apart practically. But Prabhupada completely composed, never lost their authority. And that was his society. Anybody wanted to come, come in. If you don't want to come, there's no compromise. Even his own god brothers. Same philosophy, same guru, Bhagavad Gita, no compromise. If you want to come in, out, spiritual camp, if you don't, he gave up for them so many opportunities. So he kept it very compact and intact. Actually, it is. Go locate a prema dana hari nama sankirtana. It's come and you can join. And Prabhupada's kept it. very nice a big circle that's ever expanding, but anybody can come in. And it's a completely transcendental Vaikuntha Leela, this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the activities here, they're completely transcendental. And Prabhupada says in the Krishna book, the activities of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are still going, the activities are still being conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, the personal assistant of Radha Madhava, the personal assistant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They come to present this movement. And it's still going under the supervision program. So this is what we've inherited here. This is the Prabhupada's understanding of practical samadhi absorption in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So Prabhupada actually has actually created this society. It's very, very unique. And you can come in and absorb yourself in it, and that's it. Or you can stay outside, living in the body. I'm trying to understand it. You're never going to understand. Prabhupada ki, yeah. Samabhinna bhaktivinoda ki, yeah.